Fairfax journalists believe they've hit a nerve. Marcus Strom is the Sydney Morning Herald's science editor.
We've had tremendous response. Thousands of emails have been flooding into Greg Hywood's email inbox, and we're expecting thousands more to follow. There's people honking us here in support, you can hear in the background. So the response we're getting is really quite encouraging.
Marcus Strom is one of dozens of striking Fairfax staff who've been camped outside a Sydney hotel this morning. Inside, Fairfax CEO Greg Hywood has been giving a presentation to investors. Fairfax staff have drafted a letter calling for the decision to cut jobs to be reversed. Marcus Strom.
We are determined to get our message through to the company, to the people of Sydney, to the investors, to the advertisers, that the board has to change its strategy. That has to stop treating journalism as the bastard child of the company.
The protest comes on the first day of a week-long strike for staff at the Sydney Morning Herald, The Age and the Australian Financial Review. The International Federation of Journalists has condemned the decision announced yesterday to cut a quarter of Fairfax's editorial workforce in a bid to save $30 million. And backlash is growing about that figure, with reports that it's approximately the same amount Fairfax senior executives, including Greg Hywood, can claim in recent bonuses. Marcus Strom.
This is money that they're taking out of the company's value into their own pockets when at the same time that they're taking value out of the newsroom.
The Fairfax cuts are just the latest in a long string of journalist job losses in recent years. It's believed thousands of Australian journalists have been put out of work as traditional business models collapse. Last week, Channel 10 announced a huge half-year loss that could threaten that network's future, and experts estimate Australia's printed daily newspaper has at best 5 years left. South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon believes it's time for the government to intervene.
The media reforms as proposed by the government will only provide a stopgap band-aid solution. They'll only give a temporary reprieve for some media organisations. I believe that if you want a long-term solution, it must involve Facebook and Google paying their fair share of the copyright they use.
He says similar reforms are being considered in Europe, and he's raised the idea with the government here.
Google and Facebook between them last year took in something like $3.2 billion in advertising revenue in this country, a lot of it on the basis of using the intellectual property, the copyright of existing media organisations such as Fairfax and News and a whole lot of others.
Eric Beecher is a former editor with Fairfax and now owner of the company Private Media, which publishes Crikey. He told ABC Radio Melbourne this morning he also believes there's a place for the government to get involved.
In France, this, for example, this debate's been, well, not debate, this has been recognised by government for at least a decade. And the French government pours in something like $500 million a year in all sorts of different ways into journalism. They don't have any influence on that journalism, but they provide subsidies for people that fund journalism. In Canada, the new government in Canada recently had an inquiry, and they're looking at doing, you know, a similar kind of thing.
He says Australia's future democracy depends on it.
My argument is that this is an issue for our civic society, i.e. our government, and we need to have the debate and the discussion. We need to decide, is this important? You know, as I say, thousands of people had been forced out of the court system. People like you, John, would be thumping the table every day and saying, we've got to fix it up. Well, I think it's the same.